Hello, everyone. I'm back. This is Sandow Podcast number 51. Today, we're going to be doing a read-through of sip number 16. Should be a pretty quick one, though. It's my sip, and we'll just read through it, do the little promotional thing that I had already set up, and then we should be good for this episode. Scope of the talk is, as I said, a sip read-through of sip number 16. Insert an in-game inventory filter for equipment. I'll also be providing a little bit of commentary. I do not represent the Sandbox game or the Sandbox DAO Foundation. I'm not your financial or legal advisor. Nothing I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When I say the word SIP, I mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. And when I say the word DAO, I mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. SandFam just refers to the Sandbox community, those who participate in the people, product, and purpose of the Sandbox ecosystem. For today, we're going to be focused on the DAO, because today is about a SIP, and the SIP belongs to the DAO, which is part of the product of the ecosystem. There's been quite a bit of movement in the past week. Couple weeks ever since the DAO delegates were officially announced, and I did 10 of the 12 interviews. So check out podcast number, I think it's 42 through 50. All of the DAO delegates were interviewed except for two. There are currently two SIPs now that are in draft on the forums. SIP number 19, which is the Sandow podcast. This podcast right here, I submitted a SIP quite a while ago. It got through the DAO admin review and is now up for open discussion before it goes to vote. Then there's also probably SIP 18, but team selection for a UGC platform. And those are to create a user-generated content platform for the Sandbox. And there are two proposals that will be voted on, and only one will win. There are two SIPs currently open for voting, SIP number 16, which is the subject of this podcast episode, insert in-game inventory filter for equipment by myself and the MetaWorlds team, and SIP number 17, a new horror game, Deep Sea Episode 2 by YoBike. We are still at 16 SIPs having been closed, 9 approved, 6 not approved. For the checkbook, for SIP number 16, it's a $0 SIP, so it's not going to change the checkbook if it passes. For SIP 17, it's about 333,000 sand if it passes. And for SIP 18, we don't know yet how much it's going to cost. And SIP 19, if it passes, it's going to be 60,000 sand. So we've still spent 2.3 million sand of our 15.5 million budget, roughly 15%. And still sitting at 211,000 token holders, 2,200 voters, and 9,200 votes cast across 15 proposals. My name is Lanzer. I'm your podcast host, and I run the MetaWorlds team, which is a studio. We publish experiences, both Floor Droppers and Zero, and right here. Floor Dropper 00, and also Lava Defense, which is a Game Maker Fund 2023. So let's get right into it. SIP number 16 is an in-game inventory filter, and we'll do a read-through of the snapshot link and a little bit looking through the discussion forum. But first, let's start with the YouTube explanation video. It's a quick one, it's a quick two-minute thing I put together to explain everything.
Hi, SandFam. My name's Lanzer, and I want to talk to you about SIP 17, inserting an in-game filter for equipment in our inventory. This is something that's been requested for as long as I've been a SandFam gamer back in 2021. So what is this, you may ask? When using the in-game inventory, it can be difficult to find the right equipment for the experience you're playing, whether you need to run fast, hit hard, or have as many health points as possible. Players need an easier way to find the equipment that's right for them, other than just scrolling through the list. Equipment and weapon filters help somewhat, but an inventory filter would help a lot more. The inventory filter we propose is a simple tool that hides or shows parts of your inventory based on what is checked. We divide the checkboxes in the same way the inventory does, which are catalysts, kind of like rarity, attributes, and equipment slots. We also add a highest to lowest sort based on how high your equipment's attribution score is. That way you can sort it from the highest or sort it from the lowest, whichever you prefer. It would show in the bottom right with there's a big old empty space, and as you check or X the boxes, it will hide or show that equipment in your inventory. Like I said, this is something that's been requested by myself and others since I started gaming with the sandbox back in 2021. It's an easy way to keep sandbox gamers gaming and less time clicking through their inventory to equip their assets. I would appreciate your yes vote on SIP17. Inserting an in-game inventory filter for equipment in our inventory so we can keep sandbox gamers gaming and less time clicking through inventory. Thanks, SandFam.
All right. Easy, easy peasy. So let's look at the snapshot link. 17. Inserting an in. Looks like Snapshot came up with a new layout. So here it is, it's active right now, has a 99% yes vote, and let's take a look at Quorum. Quorum is the biggest issue. Quorum, there it is, 65% Quorum. So we're at 65% Quorum, and we have 10 days left. So we're making good time on this one. All right, the council recommendation. There we go. So the council recommendation is positive. Cool. That's always good. The category is under platform. Under the too long didn't read, under the what section, requests that the sandbox product team prioritizes inserting a filter for player inventory within the game client. This filter would give players the ability to quickly sort through equipment in their inventory. As of game client version 10.9, searching through one's inventory is difficult. The icons do not always fully load, and equipment must be manually clicked to see the type of gems and attribute points. A simple inventory filter would make it easy for players to select whatever they want for that play session, such as only legendary chest equipment that has a speed gem. So that's up here in the top in the picture. You can see the different types of rarity, catalysts. So if you want only to see a legendary out of the epic, rare, uncommon, or common, you click the checkbox on the legendary. If you only want a power, then out of defense, speed, magic, and luck, you click power. If you only want a headpiece out of chest, arms, left hand, right hand, legs, you would click the corresponding checkboxes, and it will only show that in your inventory here on the left. Pretty simple concept, something that we've been asking for quite some time. And then reading further under the how section, Sandbox product team will have to prioritize a feature in their backlog. When the TSB team would fully implement this within the next two releases of the game client. Who section. Request from Lanzer at the Meta Worlds team, a Sandbox trusted partner that publishes minigames to the Sandbox and host the Sandell podcast. Publisher of Floor Droppers, Lava Defense, and the upcoming Portal Run. Portal Run has hit a snag, so we haven't been able to polish it yet. We're getting there. Moving on to the SIP details section, under problem description. It takes players a long time to click through the many equipment items that they have. About 25% of the time, the icons for the equipment doesn't load, so players are reduced to individually clicking each item to see which one they have selected. This delays gameplay and makes it less fun. So here you can see there's your inventory on the left, and you're scrolling up and down to find something that you can equip. And if you have a lot of NFTs and you get a new one, you have to figure out where it is in your big long list, and it can get quite big. So this empty space right here is where we propose putting the solution. Under solution propose, it reads, we want a simple filter inserted into the inventory module of the game client. The final design will be determined by the sandbox product team, but the functionality described below would be acceptable. The entire inventory shows initially and a filter box is visible with checkboxes. Clicking once will change the check mark to an X mark, meaning it would hide those things. Clicking it again would change it back to a check mark, meaning it would include those things. The filter would be able to hide or show catalysts, which are legendary, epic, and rare, attributes, which is power, defense, speed, magic, and luck, and slots, which is head, chest, arms, right hand, left hand, legs. The filter also has a sort by highest and sort by lowest checkboxes that sorts the shown inventory by their numerical catalyst value. And so here's what it would look like, and you can check box and click X and all that stuff. And here is a little detailed thing of what happens when you check box. When you check it the first time, there's a green check mark. When you check it a second time, it's a red X, meaning it hides it from view. And you click it a third time, it'll go back to a check mark, which shows the equipment again. So if you check these things that you see here, you're only going to show your legendary equipment and your epic equipment that is a power catalyst that also you can only equip in your right hand. That's what these four check boxes are saying. Benefit to the ecosystem. This makes the playing experience of each sandbox gamer easier and they spend less time sifting through inventory. In 2022, the sandbox reported 1 million players played in the sandbox. In June 2024, NAMRIA, estimates that sandbox currently has 2,300 daily players. There are 100,000 players playing over 500 experiences during a busy Builders Challenge 2. This filter will benefit every gamer who plays the sandbox. Under risk analysis, this could offset the priority for other fixes. As we do not have access to a roadmap of future improvements, we cannot know what this offset would be. Implementation plan. As we are not members of the TSB product team, we do not have relevant insight into its development practices. The TSB product team would determine specific tasks required to implement these improvements as they deem best. Resources required: 0 sand. Metrics for success. The definition of done is when users within the sandbox game client can access the inventory module of the game and filter their inventory to quickly find the items they want to equip. Team author background. Lanzer is a longtime contributor to the sandbox. He found his way to sandbox midway through season 1 as a gamer in 2021, then expanded into avatar holder, landowner, experience publisher, and now DAO participant. He's president of Metaworld Studio, which has published Floor Droppers, which ranked 7th of 682 during Builders Challenge 1, Lava Defense, which is Game Maker Fund 2023, and is projected to publish one more experience before September 2024. I wrote this many months ago, so at the time, that was reasonable. Recently, he published the Sandow podcast to explore the community's reaction to the Sandbox DAO. Lanzer has a 13-year professional background in contract writing, program management, and business entrepreneurship. He has extensive experience in negotiating $100 million contracts, leading 15-plus person subject matter expert teams, also called multifunctional teams, and running $1 billion program portfolios. He co-founded a community-led organization that broke a Guinness World Record, a record still held today. He holds a master's degree in acquisitions, and his career certifications include Project Management Professional, PMP, and Six Sigma Green Belt, CSSGB, among others. Most importantly, he is a proud SandFam, MochaFam, BOTB, OtherPage, and Open Campus member, and believes in the Sandbox's vision to be the capital of the metaverse. I believe it's cultural capital of the metaverse, but close enough. Next paragraph reads, Donson is a founding member of Metaworlds, an avid gamer and crypto enthusiast. After being introduced to the Sandbox as a gamer, Donson teamed up with Lanzer to take on their passion project, the development of Floor Droppers and their two ongoing experiences, the Sandbox Builders Challenges. He worked alongside Lanzer to develop the proposal package, which got their project funded by Game Makers Fund 2023. Donson has a professional background as a contracts manager, project manager, and entrepreneur. Having run his own businesses, Donson has extensive experience running everything from $320,000 projects to $350 million programs. This includes drafting proposals, developing project specifications, budgets, timelines, and leading project teams of 15 plus people. Next paragraph. Keisha is a philosophy graduate with a strong background in research. Her analytical skills and dedication throughout to thorough investigation make her well-equipped to contribute to the proposal development process, where she delivers insightful analysis into the complex topics of the sandbox DAO improvement proposals. Next section reads, alternatives considered. The alternative is to keep the manual searching functionality that we have at this time. And then next section is the discussion. So that'll bring us to the forums. And it looks like from the forums, almost everyone said, yeah, we want this. It's been a long time coming. I completely agree. And that's why I wrote the zip. So I didn't see any questions except it was now the right time to do that. And I've been playing Sandbox since 2021 and it's now 2024 and I don't see this functionality. So yes, I do think it's time. And that's the way I responded. But that was it. Everyone else was like, yeah, makes sense. We don't want to have it. And also, it looked like in the a couple days ago in the Sandbox, I think the Sandbox Award for Sandbox Awards for 2024, they showed that you might be able to save outfits in a coming release. Not the same thing as filtering your inventory, but somewhat similar in the same vein. And that's all of the question and answers I got via forums. Okay, I don't see any community questions that I need to answer that I haven't already answered. And no open topics except that I am super, super happy that these SIPs are now rolling out. I did these SIPs back in May, June, almost instantly. I put these SIPs out and now we're in December. So it took quite some time to get here. But now that we're here, awesome. This is exactly what I was hoping for. The other last open topic is Sandbox DAO official podcast called Digging in the Sand, which is now on its second episode. Kunta said that he finished episodes 3 and 4, I think, in a tweet response. But definitely look at this. This is great, great stuff. You have
since the beginning
kind of new videos that he's posting all the time, and not just that, but also I did a reaction video to the first episode. I'll be doing a reaction video to episode number 2 here in the next few days, most likely. So I'm really looking forward to that. And they have just been so good doing, fulfilling their transparency goals. And I think it's great. So Kunta has done his introductory video here, as well as Digging in the Sand episodes 1 and now 2 with Cyril. And it's just been great. I've been loving it. And that's it for open topics. Take a look at our episode. So we just finished episode 51 and I'm trying desperately to schedule the DAO delegate interviews with Roxy, Miguel, and Mo. Haven't yet been able to secure a date, but I'll also be doing most likely interviews of the two proposers for the UGC RFP, request for proposal. And right on its heels is going to be DAO founding documents, constitution articles and memos, a deep dive into the Cayman Islands business law and how it relates to Sandbox DAO Foundation. I'm so looking forward to that. It's turned out to be a big one, so I'm probably going to split up into 2 episodes. Okay, Sandbox Spaces. So we're still organized and gathering in Discord via the Sandbox Game Discord, also the DAO forums. And on Twitter, we have hashtag SamFam, hashtag the Sandbox DAO, hashtag the Sandbox Game. On YouTube, there is the Sandbox DAO YouTube page and also LanzerYT, which is where the Sandow podcast is. And also there is Sandfam Cafe, which has been taking a few months off. That's Pickaxe Master. For Sandbox Spaces, on Monday is Milkverse Hall. On Saturdays is Bulls on the Block. Monday through Friday is Coffee with Captain. And Tuesday is Whale Members. I'll now look for someone to raid to see if there's anyone currently on the sandbox. There isn't. So let's see if we have any friends online. I'm sure we do. All right, we found a raid. Thank you all for your time. Today was about SIP number 16, a read-through of the insertion of in-game inventory filter for equipment, where we can easily identify the equipment that we want to use out of our many NFTs that we might have, so that we can spend more time gaming and less time looking through inventory. Thanks, Sandfam.